here's a story from The World.
The number of refugees allowed into the United States is an open question today. That's after a weekend of reversals by the Biden administration on whether to keep the number set by President Trump of 15,000 refugees for the year. Candidate Biden had promised to raise that number dramatically, but the White House announced Friday it would stay with that historic low. The weekend backlash from some Democrats and humanitarian groups prompted a new message from the White House. It now says Biden will raise the cap on refugees coming to the U.S. soon. To how many, we don't know yet. This is against the backdrop of a growing number of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The people the president is naming to lead his border policy team find themselves in a very politicized role. One of them is Chris Magnus, Biden's pick to run Customs and Border Protection. The World's Monica Campbell reports.
It was 2014. A small crowd lined a street in Richmond, a city in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
One person stood out, Chris Magnus, Richmond's police chief, in uniform with the protesters, holding a Black Lives Matter sign. He was one of the first police officers to show solidarity with the movement around the country. Some fellow officers criticized him. Magnus told reporters he wasn't deterred.
I would do it again. My statement was about building bridges.
That's important to Magnus. He's led community policing programs in California, Fargo, North Dakota, and Michigan, his home state, where he grew up the son of a piano teacher and an art professor. Today, he's the police chief in Tucson, Arizona, near the Mexican border. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, is the agency he's been nominated to lead. It's part of Homeland Security. It's separate from ICE, which enforces immigration laws within the U.S. CBP's 60,000-plus employees do a range of jobs related to crossing borders, from checking passports at airports to managing cross-border trade. It also includes Border Patrol agents, often the first contact with migrants and asylum seekers.
It impacts and touches almost every single part of the American economy and our national security.
Gil Kerlikowske led the agency under Barack Obama. He thinks Magnus is a good pick.
He's a very quiet, thoughtful leader. His interest isn't using Twitter or being on Fox TV. His interest will be in managing the organization.
Magnus didn't respond to an interview request, but during a Senate hearing in 2018, he made it clear he wasn't aligned with Trump's immigration policies.
The climate resulting from the current rhetoric and crackdown on immigrants undermines trust, and it poses major challenges to police officers.
As police chief in Tucson, Magnus turned down opportunities to assist the Border Patrol in apprehending immigrants. He also joined a task force that scrutinizes police involvement in immigration enforcement. Former Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best worked with Magnus on that.
We're supposed to be serving the entire community, of which a large number are immigrants. So your policies, your procedures need to reflect your values and where you want the culture to go. And Chris Magnus has been a great proponent of this aspect as well.
Magnus is a big departure from the type of people Trump picked for these roles. Ronald Vitello helped lead CBP and Border Patrol under Trump and Obama. He worries that Magnus might clash with agents on the ground. Many supported Trump and his crackdown on immigrants.
I was in the Border Patrol for 33 years. It's not a perfect institution, but most of the time that I was in, almost all of the time that I was in, we never questioned our ability to cooperate with state and locals and vice versa. And so the changing dynamics of that scenario concern me.
A Facebook post by an Arizona Border Patrol union harshly denounces Magnus and calls him, quote, a social justice warrior. But Magnus has also faced criticism from community activists, especially last year when Tucson police took months to release body cam footage of a young Latino man dying in custody. Magnus offered to step down. Tucson's mayor supported him, and he stayed on. Cesar Fierros lives in Tucson and works with Lucha, a grassroots group that means fight in Spanish.
We consider CBP and ICE and other organizations a rogue agency that's been politicized and weaponized by the Trump administration, and therefore it needs to be reined in with extreme oversight by Chief Magnus, if he's nominated, and by Congress, and that's our expectations.
As CBP chief, Magnus would have to answer for how thousands of agents go about their work. In 2018, U.S. border agents shot tear gas at migrants trying to cross the California-Mexico border. A mom from Honduras said she fled the scene with her young girls while they gasped for air. Chris Magnus has also been on the other side of enforcement. In a recent online forum, he talked about being handcuffed by the police himself. He was a teenager protesting in support of a farm workers' union.
And we were doing a boycott at a local grocery store. The owners of the store were not happy, even though we were on public property. They called the police.
He was detained unfairly.
It left me with a very bad taste of being treated fairly by the police. It caused me to think how I really wanted to treat people differently, and it had an influence, that's for sure.
Magnus has yet to detail how he'd address the intensifying situation at the U.S.-Mexico border, or his thoughts on Title 42, a Trump-era policy that Biden is continuing. It allows border agents to immediately turn back many migrants, including families, at the border. A grilling by the Senate is next, when Magnus will be pressed for answers. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.
From PRX.